Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we speak with Bill Boesberg, the general manager of MGM National Harbor in Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C., on the performance of its property since it opened in December of last year. MGM National Harbor has been an unqualified success in the Maryland casino market. The closest casino to Washington, D.C., you can actually see the monuments from the decks of the hotel's podium. National Harbor quickly took the top spot in the revenue race for the state. Bill Boesberg, the general manager of MGM National Harbor, explained that it's more involved than just build it and they will come. The company had to understand the market and respond to its demands quickly after opening, or all would be lost. He talks about the demographics of the property and the challenges that had to be overcome. He spoke with me at the property on the shores of Potomac River in June. Bill Boesberg, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. It's finally good to meet you. We've never run into each other, you know, in all the years we've both been in the industry. So congratulations on running this property. It's such a gorgeous property, and it's really taken off since you opened, what, 6 months ago now, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, and it's nice to meet you as well. We couldn't be more pleased with, you know, where we're at so far and you know, our infancy. I mean, we're just... We're not even 6 months young yet,
right, sure.
So we're excited where we're at. You know, we're getting better every single day. The business is stabilizing every day. Our service is getting better every day. We're learning about our customers every single day.
Yeah.
You know, when you open something this big, and you can do a lot of planning, but there's going to be things that, you know what, we could have done this better or that better.
Right,
and,
sure.
You know, we're making tweaks to things that we think we can do better. And we're listening to our customers. Mm-hmm. Our company gets great feedback and surveys for our customers, so we're able to listen to the customers and make adjustments based on customer feedback.
Right.
So we're real pleased with where we're at right now.
Well, I was here for the first time, I guess probably a week or 10 days after you opened, I was just driving past it, so I figured I'd have to stop and check it out. And it was a Tuesday before Christmas, and it was packed wall-to-wall people. And you know, before Christmas, it's usually you shoot a cannon through there. So I was amazed, and I'm thinking coming back now. Last night was also a Tuesday night, and it was still packed. So has that been your regular volume since you've been open?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first probably 90 days, we had a lot of people really just walking through and coming to see the place.
Right.
And so it's not quite as... as you know, crowded as it was in the first 90 days. Now the people are coming to, you know, enjoy the restaurants, go to the shows, or spend time in the casino, and so forth. So, you know, it's not as packed as it was in the first 90 days, which is good because now people are here, can breathe, and enjoy the space. And you know, obviously, it's easier to service the customers,
right,
and you can get a better handle on the crowd. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, what you saw last night is a typical Tuesday. You know, our casino's busy.
Right.
You know, it helped. The weather was nice. We had our first little concert out on the plaza.
That was beautiful out there last night.
Created a great vibe and energy on the property, and so and I think, you know, we'll continue to you know, be busy, and we'll get busier during the week, and and a lot of it depends on what shows we have and entertainment and our convention business on property now has really taken off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in a good place.
Great. Now, let's talk about some of the elements here. You mentioned entertainment. You have a beautiful 3,000-seat showroom. How has that been responding so far?
It's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. We pretty much do a couple shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, three and four.
Right.
Sometimes one and two. Just depends on the week. And I don't think there's been one show that hasn't sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had great acts in here so far to the... likes of Bruno Mars,
right,
who's obviously a superstar.
Yeah.
We've had Stevie Wonder. We've had Sting. We've had Billy Crystal.
Right.
So we've had comedian and concerts. Mm-hmm. And We had our first Vietnamese Asian act on Sunday night, and it was a huge success. Mm-hmm. It sold out. We had people waiting in the lobby and the conservatory to get in the show.
No kidding.
A huge success. So, and we're going to do more and more of those type of shows as well.
Well, I noticed that you have a very good Asian business. I just got back from Macau, so I'm kind of a...
Not quite Macau.
You've got a nice table of Baccarat, pit of Baccarat tables there, and they were full last night for sure. So is that a core business of yours?
It sure is. We're in our Asian pit, it's a 16 midi games, mm-hmm. and we also have in our high limit area midi games, and then we have mini Bac as well. Mm-hmm. And they're within a 10-mile radius. There's about a quarter of a million Asians mm-hmm. that live in this area, and so obviously it's a it's a core focus of ours, and it's been very successful. And we think it'll grow even more.
Okay, great. So we're also in National Harbor, adjacent to an area that was really built around conventions and meetings. The Gaylord Hotel is really a meeting and a convention hotel. Do you just get spillover for that, or are you actually getting specific clients that are coming to your property?
So both. So we, our facility is more intimate, more high end. Mm-hmm. We have about 40,000 square feet of convention space. Mm-hmm. The Gaylord has 500,000, one of the largest on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And so we have a very, very good positive relationship with Gaylord where, if there's a big group, and their groups are, large scale, right. Carpet, mm-hmm. very sure. trade show type, which we could not put on.
No, right.
And,
right.
They'll come over here, they'll do dinners, they'll do, mm-hmm. they could do a breakout meeting in our, right. in our theater. Mm-hmm. So we've established a great relationship with Gaylord since we came to town.
Sure.
And, we consider them a partner of ours, and I think, hopefully I'm hearing that their occupancy and mm-hmm. rates are up because of us, and
right.
And I think it's one of those, a rising tide lifts all boats, and I think they're right. doing very well. It's a good relationship. I think when they're selling to these large conventions, mm-hmm. They could use us and say, look, MGM's right next to us. They have shows. Yeah. They have restaurants.
They have a casino.
It's a great a casino, right? Don't forget that. And so it's a great selling point for their sales right. force as well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, your food and beverages at the MGM level with all the great celebrity chefs and the like.
Jose Andres and the Batazio brothers.
There's a whole list of them. So how is that happening? Are people really responding to that as well?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously. Some nights are busier than others,
sure.
like always, but yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a reservation on
right.
the weekend and some mm-hmm. of our gourmets still, and that'll stable off as well.
Sure.
We're also getting, much better from a service side mm-hmm. in the restaurants. It takes a little while to kind of gain your rhythm in the restaurants. And,
right.
And so we're able to turn more, covers in a night, and we're able to, get more people through the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they've been a huge success. Our sports bar, tap, and then fish, which is the two outside,
mm-hmm.
have
right.
both have two outside patios.
Okay, right.
And so with the weather turning, it's we're really looking forward to adding more. It gives us more ability, more capacity
sure.
from a seating
mm-hmm.
standpoint. Fish, there's an outside grill that you can get steamed crabs
right.
and boiled shrimp
mm-hmm.
and corn and so forth and eat there. Overlooking the fountain and the Potomac, and
right.
it's just a really good experience. And then, you experienced tap last night.
Right.
What
yeah,
a better place when the
yeah.
weather's nice and there's TVs outside.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm going to watch the game out there tonight.
Yeah, my editor is going to watch the hockey game tomorrow night, I think.
Oh, really?
He's a big
yeah, we wish the Caps were in it.
Best in the regular season, but that's it, right?
That's right.
So how about the hotel? What's the occupancy rate here, ADR, that kind of thing?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The occupancy is in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Our rate's extremely high. I think mm-hmm. our RevPAR is one of the tops in the city, including downtown
sure.
D.C. It's been a big success as far as the hotel, and I think the customers really enjoy having
mm-hmm.
A hotel of this quality
sure.
here attached to the casino. It's a first in this area.
Yeah.
The other casinos do not have hotels attached to them. So
yeah.
being able to come, whether you live up and down the East Coast,
right.
coming here for a weekend, whether it's staycations for people
mm-hmm.
that live in the area, it's kind of all of the above.
Right. Okay. How about the mix of games on the floor? We just had a presentation by your slot VP, Alex, who was telling us.
Did he do a good job?
He told us about the slot draft, and that was really interesting, an interesting concept of buying slot machines from the manufacturers. Has that really panned out as being something that really has worked for you early on here?
Yeah, the Alex came up with the concept of letting the different manufacturers kind of do a draft and help, and actually help with the placement of the machines.
Sure, right, yeah.
They helped us lay the floor out.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And so I think that's been successful. And, like any business, we're figuring out what machines are working and which aren't,
sure.
What's popular and what's not, what location's better than the other. And we're making adjustments based on that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Slot floor is always a, especially when you open, right? I mean, it takes a little while to stabilize and figure out, the pockets that the guests like and the ones that, don't get played.
How much you study the market, there's always going to be dead areas of the floor that you're going to have to work on.
That's right.
So I'm sure you're going through that. How about the table games? I understand the table games has exceeded your expectation in terms of how much play you've been getting.
Yeah, the table market's been fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's really, all games.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about kind of the Baccarat pit.
Right.
I've never seen, such a robust craps
mm-hmm.
volume here. We have
right.
a great craps volume. Roulette is extremely popular, and then obviously blackjack
right.
it does very well. And so, the table games play. This is just a typical East Coast. They
yeah.
like to play tables, and
right.
it's the same thing with poker. Now, poker room has been it's number one in the market mm-hmm. already, win per unit, and we think there's more to grow as well in the poker room.
Okay. Let's talk about the employees. As you told me earlier that you had 100,000 applications for 4,000 jobs. How did you go through those applications to decide who is the best fit for MGM?
I'll give you an example. We did one of our job fairs actually in the National Stadium.
Oh, really?
And so we trained our hiring managers to really. Understand the type of employee that we want. Like
right.
I said, we wanted employees that are friendly, engaging, and we knew could provide the MGM level of service.
Right.
We always said that I'll teach you how to deal cards, I'll teach you how to make a martini, I'll teach you how to, mm-hmm. cut checks.
Right.
It really worked out for us because our focus was not so much on do you have this skill, that skill. Our focus was on just hiring, people that really are passionate about service.
Sure.
And so when we developed our questions and our methodologies and how we interviewed, right, it was all focused around, could you, mm-hmm. Are you able to provide this level of service that we're expecting? And in general, it's been very successful. We had hiring goals that we committed to the county,
mm-hmm.
that we've exceeded all our goals when we – came into this market,
sure.
and so that's been fantastic. And the employee base, has really been great.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in this area where there's a pretty low unemployment,
right?
I think the people that don't have jobs are the ones that don't want them.
Yeah.
there's a lot of jobs in this area.
Sure.
But our goal is really to, we want to be the employer of choice in this area,
mm-hmm.
and. We're doing it by the type of employees we hire, how we treat them.
Mm-hmm.
Our core values include teamwork, and we believe in teamwork, and we believe in training, and
mm-hmm.
we believe in also developing.
Right.
You can come here. There are over 100 different job types,
mm-hmm.
so it's not like you come here as a dealer and you have to remain a dealer.
Right.
Okay, you can move up the chain. We obviously have properties all over the
sure.
world
right.
as a company, which we have a ton of opportunity. So, we positioned working for MGM not as a job, but more as a career.
Right.
And I think that was really helpful in attracting the talent to our company.
Well, there's so many talented people who've moved up the levels in this company. Just when you look at some of the Vegas people like Bill Hornbuckle and Scott Sabella, they came into the company at a lower level and they've moved up. And so that's kind of what you sell to the employees, that if you're loyal to the company, if you do a good job.
If you able to service the customers and work hard and there's, the sky's the limit in our
right.
company. And so,
right.
It's different than some of the other the regional casinos where, you know, if you have one or two property, mm-hmm. it's you don't have as much breadth as far right. as opportunity. And so mm-hmm. it's an advantage that we have as a company. Okay. And you know, we're opening in Springfield
mm-hmm.
at the end of next year. Toward and so, you know, there's another several thousand jobs that we're bringing online.
Sure.
You know, at the end of this year, we're planning to open in Cotai
mm-hmm.
In Asia. And so, you know, more jobs over
right.
there. So lots of opportunity.
So tell us what the full purchase of the Borgata meant to you. When you were first planning this property, it was a half ownership. You couldn't use the customer list up there because of the proprietary deal with Boy. But once that was over, so having access to that list, did that really help you market this property?
Yeah. So Borgata was a great addition to our family. First of all, they have wonderful employees, a great executive team. You know, they've been operating for many, many years, and so. You know, they're well tuned, fine tuned,
yep.
and so we're real pleased with our relationship with mm-hmm. them and their team. You know, our executives speak to their executives all the time.
Sure.
You know, yesterday was the day when you were here. Was the day that we updated the system and brought M Life.
Right. Yep.
Right. And so that's really going to
yeah.
be kind of the start of it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because now we're on the same platform, the same loyalty program, and so forth,
sure.
where customer here can earn. Points and
mm-hmm.
comps and redeem at Borgata and
sure.
vice versa.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's when we're really, I think, going to see, a greater benefit, you know, on both sides,
sure.
sides of
yeah,
it.
No
because,
question.
You know, there are customers that live here to go to Borgata and there are customers from, you know, whether it's, Philadelphia mm-hmm. or Baltimore or whatever that, go to Borgata, they
right.
come here too.
Okay.
So we do offers together. We share best practices
mm-hmm.
together. And so
sure.
They're a great addition to our company.
Well, they also have a great corporate culture, too. And even though it wasn't, born under the MGM umbrella, they still had that corporate culture that was really unique. Have you tried to incorporate a lot of that or just, added them to the umbrella?
Look, what I've learned with working with those guys, that team has a passion for customer service
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's why the fit was so great
mm-hmm.
with our company, right? Now you roll in the benefit of M Life, the benefit of their customers being able to go to Las Vegas, being able to go to our casinos in Detroit and Mississippi and here.
Right.
It just makes their their
sure.
customer proposition that much more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really a great property and a great team. So,
okay. Now you mentioned the community involvement you had with the jobs, but there was a lot of commitment to the community, even over and above that, in terms of participating in all the important charitable events and things like that happened here in Southern Maryland and in the D.C. area. Have people been pleased with your response? Because I know it's been right there at the time.
It was our company made a lot of commitments
mm-hmm.
As far as hiring within the county, as far as construction
mm-hmm.
and using MBE type companies within the construction process.
Right.
You know, who worked on
mm-hmm.
construction site.
Right.
And now we have our goals as far as procurement from an operational standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And we've met every single one of our commitments.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, that just says a lot about who we are as a company.
Right.
You know, we go out and the second I got here, our chairman Jim and Bill Hornbuckle and Corey, they made it clear that it was critical that we made
right.
We lived up to our commitments
mm-hmm.
and we worked very hard to do it and we delivered on it
mm-hmm.
and so we're very pleased with the outcome of the construction
right.
and it's a $1.4 billion project
sure, right.
and. We spent more on MBE vendors than some of the other casinos did in their entire property.
Sure, right, yeah.
And so we lived up to our commitments.
Yeah, great. So looking at how busy you are now, how the hotel is full most of the time, is there any room for expansion here?
Yeah, we there's as you can look around the around the
right.
property, there's more land and.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, we're focusing on stabilizing
sure.
our business now and getting this right, and then we're gonna, think about what else do we need or how
mm-hmm.
can we get better and grow.
Right, right, great.
So there is opportunity, in the future to
expand. So within the next 6 months, your goals are to really just to fine-tune the business.
Yeah,
itself.
Figure out, we know what's going well, and mm-hmm. we're working on things that we need to improve. And mm-hmm. and so, just like any business, it's you can plan, but
right.
it's never exactly the way you planned it.
Right. Well, Bill, this is such a great property. I really have enjoyed staying here the last couple of days and just amazed at the business. So congratulations on opening it very successfully, and we'll check up with you in a year or so.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB Podcast. And don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.